Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond product. And now, here's Ted Ames.
Good morning and welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. It's day three of the Automotive Avengers event. Introducing our audience to a new player on the field, one who's been in fixed operations for a long time, has a great history. Alan Bass is the service manager at All American Ford in North Jersey. Alan, welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Ted, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
Alan, you are involved in a lot of stuff, and I know All American is a big name in New Jersey. It's growing. I know you're in the truck center this morning. And but first of all, tell us a little bit about the group and then about yourself.
So the group, there's two brothers that own the dealership. They're awesome. We're the largest Ford store, I would say, probably in the Northeast. Huge volume stores. All of them are very, very large volume. And we are rocking and rolling every single day.
Now, you have been in the business a while, yes, like sir. Myself. And I remember you telling me that Manhattan Ford, which for many years, the flagship store of Ford Motor Company in downtown Manhattan, what a beautiful place. You were intricately involved, okay, for many years on Manhattan Ford. And tell us about, go back and tell us your history, because I think you got in a little earlier than that.
Yeah, so I got into the business at a really young age. I started washing cars at like 12 years old. During like my grade school years and my high school years, I was always told by everybody from guidance counselors to teachers to my own family members that I would be good with my hands. And I kind of took that to heart. So through elementary school, high school, I was washing cars. I went to college for automotive technology. It took 3 years to graduate from there. When I did graduate from there, I did start in some smaller dealerships. Nobody really wanted to give me the time of day. So I kind of went back on my detailing roots and got a job at Ramsey Auto Group as a detailer. Worked my way there. I was there for about 12 years, and I was a prep manager and a used car and a detailer at the time. And I saw that I couldn't go any further. So I saw an ad in the paper for Manhattan Ford for a prep manager, which I wasn't sure if that's what I wanted to do. But I said, you know what? I'll try it. And I was there for 12 years. I went from prep manager to new and used prep manager to operations manager. And then one day I had a gentleman by the name of Anthony Calzone. Great guy. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He was a fixed ops director. And he said, you know, Alan, I want to take you from a campfire and put you in a forest fire and have you be our service manager for our Mazda, Ford, and Lincoln dealer group for the three stores. We were underperforming by crazy numbers, and our CSI was at a negative 30 the day I walked in there.
A negative 30?
A negative 30. For a flagship store, we were at a negative 30. So service manager role within a year, I would say every month within 2 months. So first 2 months, our CSI scores were okay. I then jumped our scores up. We were above the nation for 15 months straight, and we had record months, month in and month out, record months with gross profit. I stayed with them until Ford one day decided to show up. They we don't want to be in the dealership business anymore. We're going to shut down the store. They gave us 3 months. After those 3 months, I stayed on board to help shut the store down. So I went from about 350 to 400 employees to five of us shutting down the store. And there's a lot that you learn. And I learned a lot in those 3 months. I then went from there to Bay Ridge Ford, which is probably about an hour and a half drive for me as a service manager. Did that for about 11 months. And then one day I was sitting in traffic for about 4 hours on my way home. And myself and Jim were talking for about 3 or 4 minutes, Jim Sabino. And he said, you know, I really want you to come on. And I was like, I wasn't sure. I was a little iffy about it. And then after I'm sitting in traffic for about 4 hours, I called up Jim. I'm like, is that job offer still there? And he goes, yes, sir. I'm like, cool. I'll start Monday. And I got to say that Jim Sabino has been like a brother to me. I mean, he's definitely a mentor. And All American Ford and All American Auto Group, they're awesome. And, you know, I love Jimmy. I love Jimmy like a brother. I really do.
What do they say in New York? If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. I would imagine the expectations of those customers who, I imagine a lot of them worked in Manhattan, right? Because I know the location. I imagine the expectations were off the charts.
Yeah. And you know what? We dealt with a lot of high influence people. I mean, Mayor Koch brought his cars there. Derek Jeter brought his cars there. I mean, I could just rattle off. So we saw a celebrity probably every other day in our store. It was cool. It was a very cool store to work at.
I remember driving by, I won't mention the celebrity's name, but I remember traffic stopped. Okay. Because there was somebody just outside the dealership, and you know, there was a lot of people with their heads turned, you know, and vehicles looking. So not uncommon. So Alan, you are part of the All American Ford Auto Group, working with Jim Sabino. Jim's been on the program, as you know, a number of times.
Yeah.
And the All American name is really strong. You got a lot going on there. And so I'm hearing a lot of good things also about Ford in your area. And I know you've championed the mobile technique, and you got a lot more in store for us, don't you?
Yeah. I have a feeling Jim will probably announce something. I don't know if he will. He might. Mobile service, we're killing it. Mobile service, I think, you know, the remote experience that Ford is pushing on us, it's huge. Between pickup and delivery and mobile service, we're blowing it up every day. And people love it. So it's a no-brainer. It's CSI. It helps our CSI out. It's just great.
Yep. I've heard you've got, six units on the road. And from what I hear, soon to be a seventh one as well.
Yeah, it sounds that way. Sounds like we might get more than that, too.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're taking advantage of everything that's out there. So, Alan, what are some of the things we need to be aware of right now that are the opportunities for dealers? Obviously, mobile is one of them. What are some of the other things that you're seeing, whether it's in service or parts?
Yeah, so I think pickup and delivery is very big. I know Brian Benstock does it. I mean, he has a very small parking lot. So I think pickup and delivery is very, very important. You know, if a client needs their car by a certain time, you pick it up at a certain time, you get it back to them at a certain time, and you're making that customer experience extra special for them. I think that's huge right now.
And I think you're doing some of that as well. I saw from a video on Instagram I saw posted recently.
Yes. Yeah, we are doing large amounts of pickup and delivery.
So how does the future look for Ford dealers? Because there are some dealers who are doing really well with a lot of the products and a lot of the incentives that are out there. And I guess it's what you make of it from what I see in here.
Yeah. So, you know, there's dealers out there, and I'm not going to mention names, but they're local. They're not utilizing pickup and delivery, and they're not utilizing the mobile truck. I mean, I've seen mobile trucks parked in the same spots when I drive past their dealership in the morning and when I drive past it in the afternoon or I drive past it at night. They're not going out with their mobile truck, which makes no sense to me.
A lot of opportunity there. Well, Alan, thank you so much, and welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. We know you're a big supporter, and we're a big supporter as well. And we look forward to hearing a lot of great things in the near future from Alan Bass at All American.
Thank you very much, sir.
Alan Bass, everybody, from All American Ford in North Jersey, here with us this morning on the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Thank you. Take care.